Way.
That's why you won't catch a Labonte on the water without a life jacket.
Don't let us catch you either. Remember, you're in command. Vote safely.
This message brought to you by the United States Coast Guard. For more information on boating safety, visit www.uscgboating.org.
Free speech in Philly on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. 1210. WPHT. WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
We are live from the Democrat National Convention here in Chicago. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is night number two, and it's Obama night. That's the theme. It's Obama night tonight here at the convention. So glad you are here. There's something that I want to point out to you, and it's a very, very big deal. It's a big story. We're hoping to have Trump's attorney on joining us shortly. But in a stunning Department of Homeland Security report released in the middle of the night, or the middle of the DNC, excuse me, the Harris-Biden administration has admitted hundreds of thousands of smuggled children are now missing, likely sold into sex and labor trafficking. That's dramatically higher than the 85,000 number previously reported. As of May 2024, this is the United States Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, all right? And it says here the following. As of May 2024, ICE had not served an NTA or scheduled a court date for more than 291,000 UCs, unaccompanied children. In each ICE location we visited, ERO could not serve NTAs on all UCs. At one location we visited, 84% of the UCs in the local area had not been served. Without ability to monitor the location and status of UCs, ICE has no assurance UCs are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. So there you go. That is just a Department of Homeland Security report that is breaking right now. And Andrew, do we have our guest? Okay, wonderful. Let me welcome to the program. Very, very happy. Very, very happy to have her. Alina Habba joins us right now. She is an attorney for President Donald Trump and a campaign spokesperson. Alina, thank you for making time for us here at the Democrat National Convention. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you guys for having me. This is about as close to as I'm going to get to the DNC as it comes.
Well, you're a lot smarter than we are because you're not here. So thank God that the president has you as a senior advisor and an attorney because you're smart enough to stay the hell away from this place.
Thank you.
And in all seriousness, I mean, really, he is very lucky to have you. You always do a great job when you're out there fighting for him. We're all concerned about Judge Mershon. We're concerned about the upcoming sentencing date. This guy's a lunatic, and I think he'll do whatever he possibly can to try to stop Trump from becoming president.
Yeah, I can't disagree with any of that. I wish I could give you some secret silver lining, but the truth is this. We've got real desperation happening. And by the way, I would be desperate, too, if you look at the class of characters that they've got over there last night. And we'll see more of that tonight, I'm sure. But, you know, they're desperate times call for desperate measures, and this is election interference at its finest.
What happens if the judge sentences him to prison? I mean, we can take this to Supreme Court, I hope.
Right. Well, we can always appeal. We can always bring an order to show cause to prevent him from going to jail. There are certain ways and methods that we can do things. I'm not going to talk too much to that because, you know, we play chess, right?
So, sure.
But at the end of the day, I'll say this. We have incredibly capable and wonderful criminal defense team. We have seen worse. I don't know that we've seen worse to a former president in our country, but the latest on that case is that the DOJ has not, DOJ, that was a Freudian slip because that's who's actually running this, but the DA and the prosecutors from New York have not opposed the president asking for this sentencing to be until after the election. They deferred to the judge. I think that was a smart play by them because what they're saying is, hey, we're not going to go on record and say something one way or another. We're going to let the judge do the dirty work for us. So let's see what happens if the sentencing does in fact happen on the 18th, if it won't, if it will, and obviously we'll take it day by day.
Alina Haba, when we think about the chance of lock him up last night at the Democrat National Convention, I mean, this is a president who chose not to go after his political opponent, Hillary Clinton, and then a weaponized Department of Justice has been so hell-bent on getting him. And then you hear them chant, lock him up last night. Just shameful, I think.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's a disgrace to Americans, and it's a disgrace to the Oval Office. I don't care what president is sitting in that Oval. Shame on you for saying lock him up. Lock him up. We didn't lock you up, Hillary. You know what? We didn't lock her up. And James Comey said she did things wrong. We didn't lock her up. This is the most disgraceful, lowest point in America's history when you have no respect for the Oval. And then we have a report that came out yesterday that's barely reported that Joe Biden and his family have received tens and tens of millions of dollars, not an assumption, a fact, from foreign entities since he came into control of government power. That is sick. And they have the audacity to say lock him up. It's a really sad state of affairs.
Are you cooking some of the fish that you caught the other day? Is that what I'm hearing in the background?
Is that how you can hear my... Yeah, no, I'm not cooking this fish. That fish was not big enough for me to cook. I'll say you that right now. But, you know, yeah, for all the Ron Filipowskis out there that like to tease me and make fun of me, I always tease them right back. I can laugh at myself very easily on a frequent basis. So... That'll be my next post. What do you think? I'll do that. I'll do it as another cooking video.
I think it's a great idea. And you should follow Alina on social media at Alina Haba, H-A-B-B-A. No, it's great because it was funny. I laughed at your tweet. You said, with 157 days left under Kamalanomics, I'm out here learning to catch my own food.
That's right. I actually was sewing on a plane the other day, and somebody took a picture of me, and I posted it yesterday. So I just make fun of myself. I'm a terrible athlete. I'm a mediocre cook. I actually do enjoy cooking, but when people make fun of me, I laugh too. So, you know, you have to be lighthearted. We're in serious business. We've got serious issues in this country right now. And for the American people to have a moment of brevity and laugh and just take a minute to remember we're all human beings. I think, you know, that's part of why I do it is, you know, I'm so loved and so hated, like President Trump, but I'm human and we have families and we have normal lives and, the American people need to get back to being, frankly, American and being kind to each other, no matter what your politics are, in my opinion.
I think that's well said. And you know what? We need to say it more. And I try to do the same thing, to try to remind people it's okay to laugh and take a deep breath. And you have to,
right?
Because otherwise you will go literally freaking insane.
Right. Yeah, God knows I would. That's the truth.
And, you know, it's also interesting, too, because we're here at the DNC and they have a lot of walls and they have a lot of fences.
It's amazing how those happen.
Right?
Do they work? Do walls work? Because, I mean, their walls don't work. Our walls probably would have worked, but their walls don't work. They're mediocre at best.
They can't even do walls right, Alina.
You can't even do walls right. I should be showing them how to build a wall. That'll be my next thing, me building a wall. There you go.
Are you happy at least with the fact of Judge? I mean, you got to be thrilled about Judge Cannon's ruling on Jack Smith, but yet he's still going. I mean, this guy doesn't stop. And
desperation.
It is. You're right. Right.
That's what it is. That's called desperation. It's pathetic. And the American people are not stupid. They see right through it. You know, he's made a mockery out of his position, unfortunately. And unfortunately for the American people, it's cost the American people a lot of money. These games are not free. You know, having the president be in trial for 6 weeks is not free. It costs taxpayer dollars. Having them go through all this and the discovery of millions of pages through Jack Smith, and he wasn't even properly appointed, that costs the American people, because that's who's paying for all of this. It's actually insane. All I can tell you is this. We have so many great people on the ground fighting for Trump, fighting for the Trump family, fighting for America, and it's all, frankly, one and the same. It doesn't matter how much they throw at him. He is happy. He is pushing. The vibe at the DNC is so different than the RNC. I mean, we are not an unhappy group of people. This is a bunch of angry, malicious individuals. I never saw anything like what I saw last night. The screaming and the rhetoric is so volatile, and they have the audacity to call my president an insurrectionist. I mean, I'm sorry. Perhaps it was the taco truck of vasectomies outside and abortions that you got lost on me, but this is just so un-American what I'm watching.
Just for the record, I had both yesterday, and I got two free tacos.
You know, it's not funny, though. The truth is, it's not funny. These are serious things that people should be, you know, it's not a lighthearted manner. And to even go do it in a truck, I can't even, there's nowhere to begin and end. I begin with God, and I end with the disgrace that these people are. They should be ashamed. I hope they find some form of Jesus and some form of love of this country, because that anger that I'm watching out there, that AOC weird accent, by the way, what's with the Democrats and their accents?
Right?
Can we discuss that for a minute?
The phony Southern accents and the yelling all the time, that fake, like, yo, come down now and fix it.
The policies are flip-flopping, but so are their backgrounds, evidently. Nobody knows where they're from, where they grew up, or how they speak. It's absolutely insane. I never saw anything like it.
And the theme is joy, Alina. That's the thing. The theme is joy. It's as joyful as walking
That's
into a, like a, like a haunted house of horrors. And then, you know, the clowns are laughing, but they're terrifying. That's what it's
exactly.
like.
Exactly. That's about as accurate as I would say. Yep.
Well, listen, it's been a joy talking to you. I appreciate
you
it. And, you know, I think you have to mock this lunacy. Like, you know, the last thing I'll point out before I let you go is there's a gender neutral prayer room here. And how could I make that up? How demented would I have to be to make something like that up? Come on.
That's crazy.
But nobody's
gender neutral.
In it, as
so
you
I didn't
imagine.
Know when you pray to God. When you pray to God, you have to be in a gender neutral room. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize praying to God had anything to do with my sexual orientation. But thank you, DNC, for corrupting our children just a little bit more. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, look. If you can get them in there, and you can get, you know, and you can get them to pray, maybe we'd be a little bit better off. But it's crazy, gender neutral. I mean, it's nonsensical.
Well, as of last count, there was no one in the prayer room. But
no,
I'll make
of course
a loop.
Not.
I'll make a second loop before I leave.
Yeah, do
tonight.
That. You let me know. You let me know if anybody actually prays over there.
Follow Alina on X at Alina Haba and HabaLaw.com, attorney and senior advisor to President Donald Trump. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate
Thank
you coming
you.
On the show.
I appreciate you. God bless you, and stay safe out there. Don't get yourself in any kind of trouble.
Do my best.
Go to the prayer room. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so as we continue along the show, Congressman Byron Donald will be on later today. Looking forward to having that conversation with him as well. I wanted to share a clip with you. You know, we talk about the weaponization of the Department of Justice, and it really matters to people. But there's something else, too, and that's the amount of laws we have. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, who is my favorite, and yet Matt DeSantis can't seem to get him on the show, even though he's got a new book out, and we know the publisher, it's HarperCollins, and yet you still can't seem to get him on.
He's a very busy man. He's a Supreme Court justice.
But he goes on with PBS's Firing Line with Margaret Hoover. I got more people listening right now who have the car running at Wawa than people who are watching Firing Line with Margaret Hoover on PBS.
Well, Neil Gorsuch,
there are literally more people at Wawa getting gas right now that are listening to the show.
Well, Justice Gorsuch spends a lot of time studying the law. He doesn't have a whole lot of time to study how media works, and he probably isn't aware of PBS's low numbers.
I'm just saying, you should let him know how powerful the reach of this show is. It's the only army would go buy his book.
I'll explain that to him in my next email.
Yeah, it's low energy PBS. Come on. But his point's valid, and that is that too many laws hurt people. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be live there on Friday, September 6th, and I'm very, very excited for that live show, and I want you to be there for that Friday, September 6th, our next live show. And make your stay today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. It really is a wonderful place to be. Take your family. There's September to Remember packages. And we'll see you there Friday, September 6th for our next live show. Here's Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch highlighting how too many laws hurt average people, that even just the laws on the books, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of federal laws, harm everyday Americans. We don't even have any idea how many of these laws even exist. But it goes back to one of my original Scioli axioms. If you've been with me since day one, or if you're just joining the show, thanks for being here. But one of my original Scioli axioms, if the government wants to get you, the government can get you, because there are so many laws on the books. There's no shortage of them. Cut 14.
Many of the people you write about in the book, they're working class Americans.
Yeah.
How does the sheer volume and complexity of legislation and the rulemaking process present a burden on average Americans?
Well, let's do the numbers. In just my lifetime, federal law has grown massively. We've seen maybe a doubling in the number of federal criminal offenses mm-hmm. on the books. There are so many regulations now carrying criminal consequences that nobody knows how many there are. There are at least 300,000. And then if you want a story, well, maybe I'll tell you John and Sandra Yates. Is that okay? It's the story I start the book with, and it's a case that made it to this court. John and Sandra Yates were high school sweethearts. They moved down to Florida to follow John's passion. He wanted to be a fisherman. He worked his way up from deckhand to becoming captain of his own crew. And he's out one day. He's been out and out for a while. He's got several thousand pounds of fish on board, red grouper to be exact. And an agent comes up and says, I would like to measure your fish. I'm not sure they're all the right size. They had to be at least 20 inches. He spends the whole day measuring thousands of pounds of red grouper and decides 72 are undersized. He says, put them in a crate and I'll deal with you when you get back to dock a few days later. He does. He measures them again, but this time only 69 are undersized. Now, John's expecting a citation or something, and that's the way it goes. That would be fine. But he hears nothing from the government for 3 years until one day agents surround his house. They charge him with violating the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was adopted after Enron, a financial accounting scandal. Now, the statute says if you destroy intentionally accounting records, documents, things like that, or other tangible objects, you're guilty. The government's theory in the case apparently was that he intentionally threw overboard 72 red grouper, tangible objects, and replaced them with 69 still undersized fish. Now, John thought that was about the silliest thing he ever heard, but he was found guilty by a jury, appealed and lost, spent Christmas in jail, and he was ready to give up. But Sandra, his wife, said, no, you got to appeal this because this is just wrong and other people shouldn't be subjected to what you're subjected to. Brought all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States and won, 5-4. Sandra was angry that she didn't get more votes.
Yeah.
And, you know, what does this teach us? It teaches us even when you win sometimes, even when you win, you lose. Oh, by that time, he had lost his boat, his livelihood, his home. His wife becomes the caregiver and the breadwinner for the family. So those kinds of stories, cases I saw that have to do with the meaning of a statute, what do they really mean for people's lives? That's the question the book's about.
That's the question. That's the question that you have to ask. I mean, it's insane how the weaponization of our legal system is used. Now, Trump made cutting regulations a huge part of his presidency. Remember, he said, for every one regulation you want to bring me, you got to cut two more. But a priority for the next term is going to be cutting even more regulations. And then we have, and we're lucky that we have the Supreme Court of the United States, which overturned Chevron. And by doing so now, we can get rid of the power that these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats have over things like what Justice Gorsuch was just describing right there. But years ago, they actually tried to count the number of federal laws on the books, and they gave up. Because between laws passed by Congress and mostly what we have seen in the last 25, 30, 40 years of the imperial presidency, 100 years of the imperial presidency, really, what we've seen are rules promulgated by the executive branch of government, promulgated by various agencies. And those rules have consequences, punitive consequences, where they've got jail time and fines and everything else. And we don't even know how many of those are out there. We can't keep track of them. There's so many. Now, there's a movie coming out about President Reagan starring Dennis Quaid. I just watched a movie with Dennis Quaid the other night with Patrick, actually. You know, my son loves sports and superheroes. And we try to watch movies on both. And, you know, my son and I love to watch a game together, watch a movie together. Well, Phillies weren't playing one night, and we're hanging out. We watched a movie called The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. It's a true story about a guy who's a teacher who winds up becoming a major league pitcher. Pretty good. It was okay. I don't think Patrick loved it. I think he was a little bored, but we're kind of in that time. He's almost 10. He's going to be 10 in November, where I'm trying to find movies that are still like family friendly, but keep his interest, and it's not always easy to do. But I love Dennis Quaid. I think he's a great actor. And I'm excited to see him play Reagan. But, you know, he supports Trump. And because of that, he's been banned. I mean, the movie. And they have done everything to go after Dennis Quaid because he said Trump is an a-hole, but he's my a-hole. And he's backing him. And he wants to make sure that this country is saved. He's a patriot. And for that reason, they hate him. So Dennis Quaid, who has made a lot of great movies over the years, he's got a great smile. I think it was a perfect pick to play Reagan. I really do. Movie looks good. Can't comment on it yet. It's not out yet, but I am excited to see it. I think it comes out, Matt DeSantis, Reagan comes out, what, the 20th? Or I think it comes out this week. Well, today's the 20th, so very, very soon. But nevertheless, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he talked about the efforts that are being done to silence him and the movie writ large. So here's Dennis Quaid talking about a cut 16.
We're kind of going through with Reagan right now, the movie. We're going through a censorship is happening to us through Facebook. They Facebook banned advertising and a lot of the podcasts. This one will probably be banned on Facebook as well. That's over the last couple of months.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because it's a is it a positive film about Reagan? Is that what the idea is that's bothering them?
It's I see it as it's a bio, you know, it's a biopic is really what it is.
Yeah.
It follows him from when he was a boy in Dixon all the way through when he said goodbye to the American people when he was diagnosed for Alzheimer's, you know, after he was president. And it's a fight against communism, you know, which he fought all of his life. And but the reason being was that the content in it was an attempt to sway an election.
That the content was an attempt
to
sway an election.
I mean, the last time I heard, you know, Reagan was on the ballot 40 years ago was the last time.
Do you think if you made a positive Obama movie, it would be to sway an election?
Well, there was an Obama movie that came out during an election year in 2020. And, you know, nothing about that.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think for an actor, and we had a teacher call earlier in the show who said, I have to just try to stay under the radar. I think it's probably the same. The other thing, too, we're living in this weird time right now where they so want Trump to be linked to white supremacy. And I thought it was ironic. Here you have today Byron Donalds, who I sat down with him earlier today. We did an interview together. I'm going to play it for you in the 6 o'clock hour. But I sat down with Byron Donalds, and he did the press conference today at Trump Tower. So he's there doing this press conference. And if you don't know, Byron Donalds is black. He's a New Yorker he grew up in New York. I met his mom once. It was on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon. Byron Donalds was the guest, and I hung out with his mom in the green room, and she was super cool. And he's a great guy. He's a super nice guy. Anyway, this reporter asked him, do you have that clip of my question of the reporter with the white supremacy question?
Yeah.
That I sent you?
I believe Andrew has that.
Okay. So there's two things on this. First of all, this reporter today at the press conference asks him about Trump going to this place, Howell, Michigan. All right. Now, first, before I play the one with Byron Donalds, let me just play you Trump's response to this question. So a reporter asked Trump about how Kamala Harris has now attacked him for going to Howell, Michigan, because apparently it's associated with white supremacy. All right. So first of all, here's Trump's response. Very quick response to the reporter's question. Take a listen. Okay, I texted it to you, Matt. Matt, do you have it?
Let me sit here.
All right, hang on 1 second. We'll see if we can have it. I just sent it to you like 5 seconds. The last clip. It's literally that one right there. And then you should have the Byron Donalds one. Do you have the Byron Donalds one where he asked the question from the reporter? You have that one? Okay. We can't just be writing the show summation for later. We have to be on top of news happening during the show
now,
and not just writing up the report for the show that's not even over yet. We have to stay on top of the show that's currently happening and write the show
well,
synopsis
not writing the show
after
synopsis.
The show
I'm sending
ends.
Emails for tomorrow.
Oh my goodness, great. Can we be in the moment? Can we be present
well,
for
Andrew
the show
has both clips
that
now.
Is happening as we speak. All right, you have both clips now. Can you play one of them? Either one. I don't care. Play one of them. All right. I don't want to. How long do I have to stand by, though? That's the thing. This is
my email's loading. Hold on.
Oh my goodness! I said, first of all, for the record, DeSantis, I sent this clip to you, this Byron Donalds clip to you, this morning. I tweeted this out this morning, and I sent it to you hours ago, and I sent you the other clip when I was in the bathroom over there. That was at 3:58 p.m.
Okay.
Our time.
In fairness, so, you sent me the Byron Donalds clip. I thought you wanted me to retweet it from the WPHT page, which is what I did.
Right, but I also wanted – why would I care about that being retweeted from the WPHT?
Know.
I wasn't asking him that question. I wanted to play that on the show because the reporter asked him the question about Trump and white supremacists. What are you like? What are you? Did you order my SD card at least? Did you do that?
No, I didn't order yet. I don't have the details. I need the details from Austin. I don't want to order the wrong thing.
Let me tell you, this day has started with DeSantis as an absolute mess. So we're supposed to get to the Byron Donalds. What time did you get down to the lobby this morning?
Well, I got there about 9:43.
We had to run over to Trump Chicago because you were late for that. Then we had to go back to the hotel to get your bag.
That is true.
You were so late, we didn't have your bag.
No.
So we barely made it to the convention on time.
This is misleading. I said, let's meet downstairs at 9:40. To be clear, we weren't approved. We didn't have our media credentials until about 9:20-ish. So this was a last-second endeavor to begin with. I was 3 minutes late. I'll concede that point.
Minutes late. It's 9:40 in the morning. What were you possibly doing?
Sleeping.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, it's 9:43, 3 minutes late. I realized we were running behind. So strategically, I left my backpack in the hotel room thinking, oh, there's a chance we're going to have to go through a bunch of metal detectors. We're going to have to go through Secret Service. It's going to be time consuming if they have to search my backpack.
Right.
So I left it behind to speed things along.
Are you just trying to buy time right now for Andrew to load the clip or for me to forget that I wanted to play it? I'm curious. What is your strategy here? We're all dying to know.
I'm attempting to defend
I'll
myself.
Tell you what your problem is. You want to know what your problem is?
I don't want to know, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me no matter what.
You're still digesting that deep dish fugazi casserole the other night that you call pizza. That's your problem. It's going to take your body. You know how that creature in Star Wars takes 1,000 years to digest people? That's how long it takes to digest a Chicago quote-unquote pizza.
Oh, that thing in the ground in Return
of the Jedi? That's your stomach right now dealing with the Chicago deep dish casserole fugazi that's calling itself a pizza.
Well, I'm probably going to get another one before the week's up. I don't have a whole lot to look forward to here.
Can't.
It's basically just pizza and hot dogs.
Honestly, this is true. This is hell. The only thing I can look forward to is that we only have an hour and a half left. Oh, and the Cubs are in town. We can go see a game tonight. I just got that message. You know what
I
mean?
I don't want to. No, that sounds horrible.
That sounds even worse, having to go to a sporting contest. All right, let's play the clip. You got it now that we stall
Hold
enough?
Hold on. I'm trying to.
This is like, you know, this is like college radio right now. This is like amateur college radio. There's like a ham radio. Some person could do a better job right now than this high quality program. We're supposedly a top 10 radio station in America right now. I got Mama Zioli saying, don't yell at Matt.
Thank you, Mama Zioli.
Don't be mean to Matt, Kamala.
Oh, thank you.
I can only imagine what the what Prohibition Patty or somebody else is saying on social media right now. All right, so they're all coming to your defense. Fine.
Somebody on YouTube says they love you and me.
They don't. They love. Listen,
my name was closer to the heart, so I think that has meaning.
Is that what you are taking from that as meaning?
There's a bunch of hearts in there, and my name's right next to them. So I think that's a good sign for. All right, Andrew has both.
18 clips. Minutes later, he has both. DeSantis is now.
Right, it was my fault that Andrew didn't have those clips. But again,
and 18 hours later, you've digested one slice of fugazi pizza.
Well, I ate like four, so this is not good.
By the way, the only way this could be worse, this convention could be worse, and I mean this sincerely. And I'm not really mad at Matt. If you don't have a sense of humor, you know, guys bust chops. I almost said the other word. Guys bust chops. It's how we show we like each other. That's the reality. If I didn't like him, you'd just be fired.
I feel very loved. Yeah, thank you.
Don't you feel the love? Can you feel the love tonight? I mean, I can. But the only way this gets worse.
I've never felt more appreciated, actually.
You should
yeah.
feel very appreciated right now. The only way this gets worse is if they serve me Chicago pizza with pineapple on it, then I will know that I've actually died and I'm in hell and that I'm in the seventh circle of hell that Dante wrote about in the Inferno. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you'll be happy to know that when I went to Giordano's earlier, they did not have pineapple as an option on their pizza.
That's at least some saving grace, isn't it?
Yeah.
We got to take whatever we can get.
Just take the win, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll take. I'm so desperate for a win of some kind. I got yelled at by my fellow broadcasters for being too loud. We can't get any guests on because we were like, we got like the pox over here or something like that. We can't make pox jokes.
Yeah,
because now it's apparently the next pandemic they're going to shut everything
spreading.
Down for. Yeah, it's spreading, apparently. So I'm sitting here, minding my own business, yelling at Matt, trying to pass time. All right, we got the clip. Here we go. Take a listen. You see, now we don't even have a clip.
That's on me. That's on me. That's on Andrew. That's on Andrew.
I mean, is this, am I being punked right now? Is this like some sort of a, I really am dead in hell and now it's the next layer?
Look, this is not my problem.
And even your show doesn't work. This is the true definition of hell. You're doing a show live from the DNC. Your only option is Chicago Fugazi pizza with pineapple, and the audio doesn't even work. And now we're getting some sort of weird
background.
Who was
here in 2021?
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right, that was Trump saying when they asked him why he was going to this place in Michigan. Who was here in 2021? Joe Biden. So here's Byron Donalds going into great detail. You know what I'll do? I'll save that clip for you. I'll play that when I come back.
After all that.
Should I play it now?
I feel like we should.
All right, let's play it now because God only knows what could happen during the break. We could lose it. The system could crash. I could be ejected, fired. I violated Odyssey HR rules by yelling at Matt, whatever it is. All right, let's take a listen to this is the reporter's question to Byron Donalds today and Byron Donalds' response. Take a listen. We're going to get it. There we go.
I don't know anything about some of these, let me use your words, what are they again?
They had swastika banners and had banners that said, we're
okay. Okay. All those groups that whoever did that is distasteful. I denounce them myself. I want nothing to do with them. But let me also tell you this. My brother-in-law is a guy.
You know, it's kind of hard to hear. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break. I think it's a little tough to hear, isn't it, the audio? Or is it just that it's hard to hear because I have all these loud, rude people who are not being respectful of the fact that I'm doing a show.
Yeah, you're not.
And they're all chit-chatting. Yeah, you know what? Actually, Skopinich has a good point. If I had, this is the ultimate definition of hell. Ready? Okay. This is the ultimate definition of hell. I have Chicago Fugazi, quote-unquote, pizza, this casserole that's identifying as pizza, with pineapple and Beyond sausage on it. That's how I'll know that I'm dead and I'm in hell and that I'm in some sort of a weird loop. You know what I mean? And that's the only option I have to eat.
Yeah, that does
and
sound
pretty good.
And
it's vegan gross. Cheese. Oh, it's vegan
bad.
Cheese.
You're not even going to get the satisfying cheese pull.
Right. I won't even have that. All right, that's how you know that it's over. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Byron Donalds is going to be here. We sat down with him. I got to have a one-on-one with my man, B-Dog. We'll play that a little bit later in the show for you today. But I got to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, because when it comes to your home, look, protection and peace of mind are paramount. And they were just at my home last week. They replaced our kitchen door, and they did an amazing job. They always do an incredible job. That's why I've been using Emmons for 8 years now. And Matt and Stephanie are great friends. In fact, Matt and Stephanie come over to the house. They bring their son Mason. He plays with Patrick. They disappear with their switches, and, you know, we hang out by the fire pit. It's great. Look, Emmons will do a great job on your home and will look not stunning not only from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. Because with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, here, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know, look, times are tough for many people, I mean, everybody. We're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10%. That's 10% off roofing, 10% off siding, and 10% off doors and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today. Trust the company that I've trusted in my home for over 8 years. Two different homes. The home we used to own where they did our roof. We have a lifetime warranty on that roof. It's transferable. And our new home where they've already replaced skylights, doors, and we got more projects to go. 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. And make sure you tell them I sent you, and remember they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Emmonsroofing.com.
Talk Radio 1210's Huge Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. is Thursday, September 12th. Be there as Dom Giordano talks to Donald Trump Jr. about the election, politics, and all things Trump. Thursday, September 12th at Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood. Your tickets include a copy of Letters to Trump by former President Trump. A cash bar will be available. Get your tickets now at 1210WPHT.com.
Clear and kind of chilly overnight, down to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 74. Thursday, beautiful, high 78, mostly sunny. Friday, another great day, 83 in the sunshine. Weekend's not bad either. Highs in the mid-80s, partly cloudy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Comedian Joe Conklin.
Chip Snapper's moving from Kensington to Delco?
My uncle used to sell his gallstones at the Bazaar of All Nations out on Baltimore Pike. Had a nice establishment here. Three different dart teams and four legs, video poker, and hard-boiled eggs, pickled eggs. We keep them right out on the bar there.
See Joe Conklin in Delco at the Media Theater with the City Rhythm Orchestra Saturday, November 16th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
Bob's Little Sports Shop, Delsey Drive in Glassboro, is your one-stop shop for firearms and firearm safety. Bob's now offers an expanded selection and classroom area, NRA-certified instructors for all your firearm education. Bob's also has your New Jersey carry permit qualifications and an indoor pistol range open daily. Call 856-881-7575 or go to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com.
I'm proud to be an American and live in this great land. To keep our country safe and free, we all must take a stand. The freedom that we all enjoy is just one vote away, and if we are not vigilant, it can be lost one day. Freedom is a fragile gift. We all must do our part. To always vote for freedom first is where we all must start.
Remember Bob's Little Sports Shop for firearms and firearm safety. Call 856-881-7575 or Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Paid for by Bob's Little Sports Shop, Glassboro, New Jersey. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So great to be with you today. Not happy about where I am, but I'm happy that you're here with me, listening anyway. 855-839-1210. Got to thank our friends over at Barrett Media for writing a piece about the fact that I'm here and how no Democrats will come on the show. That's pretty funny, actually. They took the time to write that. Appreciate that very much. The story, this is what they wrote at Barrett Media. Despite being at the DNC, Zioli says no Democrats will come on my show, which is true. We've reached out and we've extended the olive branch and they won't do it, which is a shame. I'm a very nice guy and I'm not a rude person. I'm rude to DeSantis, obviously, but he deserves it, quite frankly. He still has not seen me on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon.
I'm busy.
Yeah, right. So he deserves it. He's the sancta traitorous. But I'm nice to, I'll be nice to Democrats. They're our guests. Guests in my home.
Why can't I? Why can't you be nice to me?
Because you're useless. And they serve a function, and that function is for me to show that I can be nice to the opposition. And that's the difference.
All right, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
Let me say for the record, you know, cheesesteaks matter, and the cheese you put on a cheesesteak matters. I talked to John Yu about this earlier. I did ask Byron Donalds about his choice of cheesesteaks, and we'll play that for you. But, you know, J.D. Vance, so J.D. Vance made a joke yesterday when he was at Pat's about Swiss cheese. And Brendan Boyle, who is a Democrat congressman, who and apparently a humorless dolt, didn't get that. And so he attacks J.D. Vance on social media for asking to put Swiss cheese on a cheesesteak. Here's the only thing. J.D. Vance did not ask to put Swiss cheese on a cheesesteak. He was mocking John Kerry, who put Swiss cheese on a cheesesteak or wanted Swiss cheese on a cheesesteak when he came to Philadelphia when he ran for president in 2004. So J.D. Vance was mocking that. Brendan Boyle has no sense of humor. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported the story wrong. And this guy named Aaron Rupar, who's a weird guy on social media, I don't even, does he have a job, DeSantis, or is he just kind of a...
I think he's like a reporter, but primarily just kind of hangs out on
social media. Troll or some sort of, I guess you'd describe him like that. Well, he was upset that a reporter took the time to ask J.D. Vance about cheesesteaks. All right, so the clip of the reporters in this, and then Aaron Rupar is upset that a reporter asked him this question. Cut 29.
Hi there, Aaliyah Schneider, the Philly Inquirer. How often can we expect you to be in Pennsylvania, and where are you getting your cheesesteak, and why?
Well, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania as much as you find people will have me. How does that sound, all right? Look.
Now, this is a very important point. I want to make. I'm going to defend this reporter from the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's very important to figure out where you got your cheesesteak. It's a crucial part of Pennsylvania politics. All right, but so I'm going to defend her. It's a key thing, and every presidential candidate who comes to Philly gets a cheesesteak. It'd be the equivalent of coming to Chicago and eating that Fugazi casserole, the bread hunk of, you know, or a Chicago hot dog or something. And where you go also says something about you. Where you go also matters to get your cheesesteak. So there's a lot to that, and I'm defending the reporter from the Inquirer for asking that question. But here's Aaron Rupar whining about it. Take a listen.
Hi there.
Maybe I missed something. Did I hear him criticize her?
Oh, no. His criticism was exclusively via text online.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like, why is he wasting time on this?
Yeah, so and then that went viral, his criticism of the reporter. You come to Philly, part of the politics of running for president in Philly is where you go, whether you go to Pat's or Geno's, or you go someplace else up by University City, or you go maybe down in South Philly. I mean, everything is a statement, but then it really became a national story when John Kerry tried to order a cheesesteak with Swiss cheese, mayo, and lettuce and tomato, because he thought somebody told him that he was supposed to order a hoagie, I guess, and he combined it with a horrible idea for a cheesesteak and then decided on Swiss cheese, which also doesn't go on a hoagie. So I don't really know how that happened. But I'll give you another analogy, the Wawa versus Sheetz battle, which is also going to come up in my Byron Donalds interview. This is something that Fettered Person, to his credit, has been talking about for years, too, the battle between Wawa versus Sheetz. Let's just, you know, it's kind of fun and funny, but guys like that Aaron Rupert, they don't like the fact that a reporter will take that time to ask a question like that. But I say good. But just for the record, Vance does not like Swiss cheese on his cheesesteaks. He makes that point very, very clear. Cut 30.
I don't like Swiss cheese either, but everybody says it's insulting. Why do you guys hate Swiss cheese? What's the story?
We don't hate it. We just don't use it. We use cheese whiz. That's the first one on that.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I want. I want a cheesesteak with
whiz
and
onion. Cheese whiz.
What do you want?
Cheese whiz. I'm gonna do the exact same thing.
Do the exact same.
All right, there you go. At least he didn't do Swiss. But so the joke was, why do you guys hate Swiss cheese so much? Was a knock at John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way. Oh, I should also mention to you as well, on the Jersey side of the river, Gold Bar Bob Menendez, Slimeball, apparently negotiating a pardon. So my buddy John McGrody sent me this last night, but I ran out of time to get to it. But this scumbag, to get out of the race for the U.S. Senate, is now apparently in the business of negotiating a pardon with the Biden administration. And remember something, the Biden administration only went after Bob Menendez because he opposed the Iran deal. The first time Bob Menendez got indicted was when he opposed Obama on the Iran deal. And the second time was when he opposed Biden on his Iran deal. Because you can be a corrupt Democrat. Most of them are. And it's okay. You're allowed to be. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Lighten up. Look at you. I love your smile. It's beautiful. See that? I get along with people, DeSantis. Just not you. That's the thing. Not you. Democrats love me. They love me. That woman, that made her day just now. But you can be a corrupt Democrat. And they, earmuffs. They all are. But you're allowed to be. Just don't tell anybody. It's like, don't talk about Fight Club. You know what I mean? Just kidding. My man, just kidding. I'm going to get killed before this week is over. I'm totally going to get killed. Just kidding. Just having a little fun at the expense of all the corrupt Democrats that are all, I mean, all, anyway. but it's like Fight Club. You don't talk about Democrat Corruption Club. And if you cross them, that's when they come after you. That's when the DOJ comes after you. It's because you crossed them. If Bob Menendez just been good and did everything he was told, he would have been allowed to keep the gold bars and the Mercedes. He'd still have the Gumata. He'd still have, who became the wife, who then he turned and threw her under the bus to try to get out of going to prison. And he'd still have the money sewn in his suit jacket pockets, and everything would be okay. All right? Everything would be fine. You can be a corrupt Democrat. You just can't cross them on anything, because then they'll use the corruption against you. That's how they got Biden out of the race. Let's face it, that's how they got him out. They knew about his corruption, and then they, at the end of the day, they said, if you don't get out, all this becomes public. So that's how that works. Oh, by the way, you know, before I get to the Byron Donalds thing, Jake Tapper asked the vampiric one about residual bad blood between her and Biden. And, you know, Pelosi knows bad blood because, well, I mean, when your diet consists of only blood, you know bad blood. It's like I know bad pizza, Matt DeSantis. You know what I'm saying? Because like, it's basically my diet. Is pizza. So if you're a vampiric one, a member of the vampiric community, you know good blood versus bad blood. In fact, you know, she probably sits around and she's like, you know, Hungarian blood is the worst. You know what I mean? Can't you see her having that conversation like we're having about pizza?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, the blood in Bolivia this time of year is awful. There's too much O negative. Ah, can't you see that?
Do you think there's a correlation? Like, the tastiest blood is also the countries with, like, the tastiest food?
Oh, there probably is a correlation. Like Chicago blood with all that bread. Ah, too carby. Ah. And she probably likes places with lots of meat because the cholesterol thing, although that could be a fugazi, you never know. But she's probably like, I love Omaha. Ugh, the blood is so fruity this time of year. So, like, for her, talking bad blood is like us talking bad wine. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you swill it, taste it, sip it. So, yes, Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one. And by the way, for you fellow, you Democrats out there, I was going to say fellow, but you're not. When you hear other people call her a vampire, I'm the one who came up with it. Just want a little credit. All right? I'm going to get killed. There's no way I'm making this to Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Oh, frankly, I think it's a miracle we've made it this far.
What is the over-under on me getting just booted out of here?
Yesterday was a lot of awkward looks, but today, I mean, it's to another level. I've never been more uncomfortable in my entire life.
I'm even becoming uncomfortable.
The only way I can describe how it feels is if you were the star of your, I don't know, grade school play. You get onto the stage, everyone's waiting for you to say your line, and you got nothing. You can't remember anything. You can't even remember what the story's about. You're just standing there, and everyone's looking at you, and that's exactly what it feels like right now.
It's that moment that's so awkward that you have dreams about being in your underwear, like going to school. It's like that.
I'm going to have to talk to a therapist about this week for a long, long time, I think.
Here's the vampiric one, cut 23.
Aside, and I know that it was very difficult for him. That's been made very clear by some of his top aides, like Anita Dunn and Ron Klain. And there does seem to be, even though Anita Dunn said earlier today, quote, nobody wants to have a fight with Nancy Pelosi at this time, unquote. It does seem like there's some residual bad blood or resentment, and I'm wondering if you've spoken to him and and what your response is to that.
Sometimes you just have to take a punch for the children.
And that's what you're doing right now? You're just going to take the punch for the children?
Who's punching right now?
I don't know.
Anita Dunn said...
I didn't hear this. Yeah, I'm just hearing...
It was an interview with me.
Maybe he's throwing the punch. I don't know.
No, I'm not. I would never. But
she
Anita,
said she doesn't want to fight.
Nobody wants to have a fight with Nancy Pelosi at this time.
Well, you know what?
Have you talked to him?
I have to do what I have to do.
Right.
He made the decision for the country. My concern was not about the president. It was about his campaign.
As he has seen... People are wondering why I'm growling.
Exuberance, the excitement that has come forth.
They can only hear you grunting and growling.
Just randomly growling.
One of our members
Pelosi's talking. I'm trying to give her respect.
Immediately, he got 1,100 volunteers into his campaign as soon as that announcement was made.
Nobody is questioning the fact that the Democratic Party seems much better positioned right now than it did 4 weeks and 2 days ago. There's no question about that. Former Speaker Pelosi...
So why are we even talking about it?
They put it on my script and made me... They're holding
okay,
my,
Ron Burgundy.
They're holding my cat hostage.
We're all having fun, aren't we? I'm going to rip your neck out and drain your blood. Yeah, so I'm sitting there growling. They can't hear the audio, and I'm just getting looks from people like, what's with this guy? But that's not as strange as Wonder Woman Linda Carter endorsing Kamala on CNN and coming off as a total weirdo. And this is who the Democrats got, the A-listers from 1958, cut number 9.
Donald Trump engaging in some very personal attacks aimed at Kamala Harris, criticizing her laugh and all sorts of things. You're laughing right now.
God, I'm so happy to laugh again. I love her laugh. I love her dancing. I love.
How do you think she should handle all that?
By laughing. She should handle it by dancing. Do you know what it feels whenever you're at a wedding, let's just say a wedding, and you see some older people staying on the dance floor until all hours of the night, and they're just out there, and they're just back in the whatever era they're dancing to. Some old rock and roll, like Tim Wolf's, his playlist is very good. It's very good, and you can see them out there, and it gives you joy. So, hey, finally we can dance without fear, and we can laugh without fear. And too bad if some old curmudgeon doesn't like it. Too bad. I'm laughing and I'm dancing all the way to the voting booth.
I'll have what she's having. You know what I mean? Like, don't you get that feeling of I'll have what she's having? That's their big surrogate. Okay, very, very good. And I gotta play for you a new Trump ad. It's 15 seconds. All right, it's a 15 second ad. It's brilliant. We talked about doing this literally on the show. So I don't know if we got word to the campaign, but no, this is great. So it's 15 seconds. It literally consists of Kamala Harris complaining about how the cost of groceries have gone up since the pandemic. All right, brilliant use of her price gauging speech, her communist Soviet style price gauging speech, put together by the Trump campaign. Cut 11.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today than it did before the pandemic. Ground beef is up almost 50%.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
That's great. It's brilliant. I love it. I love it. Well done. Excellent. That's fantastic. All right. Without further ado, Byron Donald's responding to the reporter who's trying to tie Trump to white supremacists because they happen to have been at this town in Michigan at one point or something, even though Biden went there. I don't know. But here's Byron Donald's answer. Take a listen.
I'm going to hand it to Brian, but I'm going to say something first. I don't know anything about some of these, I'm going to use your words, what are they again?
They had swastika banners and had banners that said, we love them.
Okay. All those groups that, whoever did that, is distasteful. I denounce them myself. I want nothing to do with them. But let me also tell you this. My brother-in-law lives in Howard. He's not some neo-Nazi. He's just trying to work hard and do the right thing. There are good people who live all across our country. And I'm not going to go down this hole. There are good Americans in every city in our country. So So if President Trump decides to go somewhere to see the people who have been struggling under the terrible policies of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and he chooses to rally, that is a decision to support those people who love this country, who love our Constitution, who want all people to thrive and succeed. Any neo-Nazi crazy person that throws up swastikas, I don't want nothing to do with them. And neither does President Trump. I'm going to turn it over to Biden.
Well said. That's a media masterclass right there on how to school a corporate lefty journalist hack. I know all those words are basically the same thing. All right, listen, Byron Donald's going to join me next, the interview we did earlier. So don't go anywhere. Our fourth and final hour straight ahead. And that's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I am going to end the YouTube stream, but thank you for watching. Appreciate it very, very much. Remember, I'm not really mad at Matt. It's all just jokes. But I do have to say that hell would be me eating Chicago pizza with him for the rest of my life, pineapple and beyond, sausage and vegan cheese, and just having to talk to him for the rest of my life. Okay? That would be truly here at the DNC. Like, that would be hell. Like, I know that, you know, this is eternity. This is the work. All right, listen, NJ Diet is going to help you lose weight. Even if you load it up on carbs like this guy over here, you can still do it. 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40. And Andrew, by the way, great job back in the home studio. You did an excellent job. You're still doing an excellent job, but thank you. I should mention that. DeSantis tried to throw you under the bus, but I'm not going to let him do that.
Well,
you did an excellent
one
job.
Mistake was Andrew's fault.
You're doing a heck of a job, Andrew. All right.
He just wants you to go to break because you're already a minute
40
late.
40 days up to 40 pounds. You can lose that with NJ Diet, guaranteed, without any shots. NJ Diet's all natural. They use your hair, saliva, and blood work along with bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get you and your body into the fat-burning zone so you can finally lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses DNA info so you can keep the weight off. And best of all, it's contractually guaranteed. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You can get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill are available worldwide with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consultation today by going to NJDiet.com, NJDiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA, and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments?
With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-580-7766. 800-580-7766. That's 800-580-7766.
Wesley Financial Group.